28. We're going back to Matthew again, 18 to 20. Matthew 28, from verse 18 into 20. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Say, go therefore and make disciples of every nation." He said, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Say, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. Right? Is that what we've been looking at? Okay, so we said disciples are raised primarily via teaching. Leave it like that. Are raised primarily via teaching. Right? We said disciples are raised primarily via teaching. Well, I'm going to be very fast. Via teaching. And this is carried out in the gathering, right? Hallelujah. Also, we said Jesus gave us the task to raise disciples, tells us how to do it, which is teaching, right? And also gave us the curriculum. Hallelujah. He gave us the curriculum. And we said the curriculum will be concerning what he has commanded. Amen. Amen. The curriculum will be concerning what he has commanded. And that he will be with us always. Was that what we've been looking at? Is that what we've been looking at? That he will be with us always. And we said him being with us always is what? The resurrection, right? We say that is the resurrection, the indwelling. So, in looking at what this reality is, in looking at what the reality is of this resurrection is, let's see Matthew chapter 16. That's where we'll start. Matthew 16. From verse 16. Jesus came to the coast of Caesarea Philippi and he asked his disciples, "Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" Verses 14. So some say John the Baptist, some say Elijah, others say Jeremiah or one of the prophets. And he said to them, "Who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter answered and said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said to him, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood have not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven." Hallelujah. And I said, "And I said to you, thou art Peter, and on this rock I will build my church. The gates of hell will not prevail. And I will give to you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatsoever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we said Jesus' response to Peter shows us that what the believer is only known in Christ, right? Right? And Peter's response was by revelation, not by what? Human experience. By revelation. When he says flesh and blood have not revealed this to you, it means it's by revelation, not by human experience, but by my Father who is in heaven. By revelation. And revelation is the interpretation of scriptures. So what Peter's response, which we'll see by next CRC, God willing, amen, so that I don't give you a promise. Hallelujah. God willing. Which we see that when he says, when you have revelation, it will be what? Interpretation of scriptures. So Jesus being the Christ is based on his accomplishment. He says, "Thou art the Christ." When you hear that word Christ, Christos, when he says, "Thou art the Christ," is based on his accomplishment in the resurrection. He, when they gave birth to him, that his name was not called Jesus Christ. No. Hallelujah. Are you following? Next. Hallelujah. Now he is the Christ because of his accomplishment in the resurrection. That word Christ is from the Hebrew word Messiah. 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 Hallelujah. It's used for one who is anointed as a king to rule a kingdom. one anointed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. One who is anointed as a king to rule a kingdom. Messiah. Hallelujah. One who is anointed to save men. John 1:41. Look at John 1 verse 41 quickly. John 1 verse 41. It says, and he found his brother, his own brother, Simon, and said to him, we have found the Messiah. Did you see that? We have found the Messiah, which is translated the Christ. Are you following that? We have found the Messiah, the Christ. One who is anointed to save men. John 4:42. Look at John 4:42. One who is anointed to save men. John 42. And he said to the woman, and they said to the woman, that is after the woman went to preach, they came and they heard the wonderful words from Jesus. And verse 3, and he said to the woman, now we believe, not because of what you said, for we ourselves have heard him, and we know that he is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Did you see that? He is the Messiah, the Savior of the world, one who is anointed king. Hallelujah. The Savior. That word Savior is not the Savior condemned. Hallelujah. That word Savior is from the Greek word Sota. Sota in the Greek. Sota in the Greek. When you hear the word Sota, a Sota, which is Savior, is one who carries out the work of the Soteria. The Soteria means salvation. So the one who carries out the work of salvation is called a Sota. Are you following me? The one who carries out the work of salvation. Hallelujah. That word Sota is a title conferred on one who delivers others. One who has won a kingdom. I said I'm going to be fast. Hallelujah. The word Sota is a word conferred, is a title conferred. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I know I don't do this always in my meeting, but I want to recognize a friend of mine, right from 2007. Hallelujah. And be a wonderful friend in ministry and a brother. Hallelujah. Pastor Soji Treasure. Oh, I will not forget. Oh, my lover. Hallelujah. A wonderful pastor friend of mine. Apostle. Hallelujah. This pastor is an apostle. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I remember when we started. Hallelujah. 2007. S6. That was 2007, right? Six. Is this 6 or 7?
6-7.
Okay, 6-7. No, those years are really. Hallelujah. 2006. Just outside. Hallelujah. You've been a faithful brother, bro. I love you so much. Glory to God. Thank you for honoring us. We love you and always we do. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So that word Sota is a title conferred on one who delivers. One who has won a kingdom or a territory. A Sota. One who has won a kingdom or territory by war, and he leads the kingdom. Amen. Am I talking loud? Okay. I feel I'm not hearing myself. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
One who has won the kingdom and territory by war and leads the kingdom. So it is not can I say this now? Okay. No problem. Hallelujah. So it's not far-fetched that because of what he will be accomplished, what he will accomplish, he was called the Christ. Can you understand? That's why it's called Revelation. Hallelujah. That's why he said to Peter, it is not, because it's not his name from death. But because by Revelation, right, Peter now has seen ahead and said, you are the Christ, the Son of the Living God. Did you see that? Because he's recognizing what Jesus will do in redemption. That is interpretation of scripture.
Hallelujah. So when you now hear Sota, Messiah, now that means there will be a kingdom, right? One who has won a kingdom has delivered people, right? He has won a kingdom, delivered people, and he leads the kingdom. Hallelujah. He leads the kingdom. So you will not be surprised when he now says, I will give to you the keys of the kingdom. Because when you call the word Sota, there will be a kingdom. There will be an accomplishment of a kingdom. You have delivered people. So when you hear the word Sota, you have people, you will have a kingdom. Hallelujah. Where the people who are delivered will dwell, and you will be the one in charge of the kingdom. Hallelujah. Are you following me? So it's not perfect when he now said, I will give you the keys of the kingdom. So there is a kingdom. And that is the kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah. And remember the last section we said that kingdom, the kingdom of heaven is received in the new birth, right? In the resurrection. Hallelujah. Now, I'm using resurrection interchangeably with what? The indwelling, right? The indwelling is called resurrection. The resurrection is not one day Easter. No. Resurrection is the ever abiding presence of God in the believer forever. That's the resurrection. So we said our days are in his day. Right? Hallelujah. So we are living in his resurrection. Are you following me?
Yes,
oh, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Okay. So we've said because of the resurrection, the believers have received access to the kingdom, right? Was that what we said? Because of the resurrection, the indwelling, we have received access to the kingdom of heaven. Was that what we said in the last section? Okay. So in the last section, we began to look at the fact that the kingdom of heaven in scripture is not used for a distant location where you are trying to go to outside the earth, but it's used for what we have received in Christ. It refers to God's space, God's work, God's dwelling place amongst men. Hallelujah. That is the king. Well, that is what you call heaven. You know, we sang a song. La da la da la da. Oh. My Lord Jesus, not our Lord. The Lord Jesus is the ladder. Which scripture is that? Ladder. Everybody follow. Mommy. Daddy. So you want to get there. But that was not what scripture told us. Hallelujah. Scripture didn't tell us anything like that. Hallelujah. The same way some people are waiting for disappearance to heaven. Hallelujah. Everybody, wonderful teacher of mine, yes, that. We're going to just be standing. Boom! What are they quoting for? Luke 24. Say, two will be walking. One will be taken, another will be left. Sir, are you telling me there's no rapture? That's not rapture. Something is not rapture. Jesus was talking about what will happen to Israel that later happened. And then he said, two people will be walking, one will be taken, read to the end. The one that is taken is the one that is captured, not raptured. Captured. They captured that one to kill. Read down. Contextual reading. Hallelujah. You don't want them. Make sure you're flat. So you want to say, okay. Let's not go by air. Hallelujah, don't go by C-130. If you don't know what the C-130, don't worry. Hallelujah. C-130 is the Greek name for Molu and the air. Glory to God. We have Molu and the air. Glory to God. Glory to God. Okay. Are you following me now? So some people are thinking, that is rapture, no? So, and I hear someone say, imagine. You are inside the plane and you now hear the sound. Pa 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 pa. You know the sound, I don't know. And imagine the pilot. What kind of imagination is that? The pilot is a Christian and the pilot is going on a day. So that means if I'm the MD of an airline, I will never employ any Christian as a pilot. Oh glory. So rapture now takes place soon. Say, imagine what will be to the plane. Need there will be crashes everywhere. Pia, pia, pia. Let me now put a spanner inside your wheel. Those, when the crash is not happening, what will not happen to them that had the crash? They will die. And they will go to?
Where does that disappear went to? They will also disappear. Your theology is not straight. Hallelujah.
That was not what Jesus was talking about. That was not. Hallelujah. Jesus was talking about
an impending danger that will happen to Israel.
And it happened.
Hallelujah. It happened to Israel.
We'll get to look at that subsequently, maybe in the course of the years to come. Amen. You know, I've learned that now. I've learned to start giving promises in the course of the years to come. You might need to work. Hallelujah. Amen. You just see that. You just read scripture. Read together. Just was referring to what will happen to them. And it happened. So one will be grinding. One will be taken, one will be left. Meaning one will be captured. So that tells you don't go out. In those days, stay indoor. In fact, be on lockdown. Amen. Stay inside, for you are safe inside. Glory to God. Amen. But that's not our focus right now. Let's go back. Hallelujah. So heaven will be God's space, God's work, God's dwelling place amongst men. So that said, let's look at the word kingdom. They will now know what the kingdom of heaven is. That word kingdom is the word basilia. Basilia, a word which implies a rule, a dominion, a power. A rule, a dominion, power. Let's look at something. Matthew chapter 4, verse 23. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom. What was Jesus preaching? The gospel of the kingdom. And healing all kinds of sicknesses and all kinds of diseases amongst the people. You see that? Jesus went about doing what? He was preaching the kingdom. He was doing what? Preaching the kingdom. Listen to that. He was preaching the kingdom. Hallelujah. And the Bible tells us that he healed the sick. He healed the sick. Hallelujah. All manner of sickness. Listen. He went about preaching the kingdom, healing the sick. Let's go ahead. Now look at Matthew 10 first. Matthew 10 verse 7. Matthew 10 verse 7. Amen. It says, as you go, he's telling his disciples, he says, as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Mark that. Hey, kingdom of heaven now. Calm down. We're going to get there. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. What did he say next? Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely you receive, freely give. Remember, I told you, you don't fight the devil. Hallelujah. We cast out demons. Hallelujah. You cast out demons. Glory to God. So he sent his disciples to preach, and he tells them to heal the sick also. The same thing too in Luke 10. Luke 10. They came back in verse 17 saying, even the demons are subject to us in your name. Hallelujah. They went about to preach. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So because the word kingdom implies dominion, rule and all power, it implies that healing the sick, casting out demons, cleansing the lepers will be the demonstrations, the signs, or put the exercising the power of the kingdom of God. That would be the exercising the access to the kingdom of God. Remember, I will give to you the keys of the kingdom. Hallelujah. So in the keys implies authority. Authority of the kingdom. Again, will not be hard for you to see why they went about healing the sick, casting out demons. Are you following me? It will be hard for you to see that. That they casted out demons. Because it has to do with the kingdom. Hallelujah. These are the signs of the kingdom. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In Matthew 10:7, when it says, when he told them, go
is at hand. What does it mean? The kingdom of heaven is at hand. You know, there are people today who stand, and I don't want to be too dismissive about that, but it's wrong. Hallelujah. Stand on the street in the morning, around 5 a.m., 6 a.m. Dagan, Dagan, prepare, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Dagan, Dagan, prepare, the kingdom of God is at hand. What are they talking about? In their mind, in their head, what they are trying to say is, repent! Rapture is about to take place! That's what they are telling you. But that's wrong. That's not what Jesus asked them to do. Hallelujah! You see, I trust God that He culminates the knowledge of the Word of God. You know, there are prophecies about that everywhere. The knowledge of God will fill the earth.
Amen.
You see, it will overcloud human sentiment. No, no, we no sentiment on the pulpit anymore. You see men who will be more zealous for knowledge of the world, and they will preach the knowledge of the world.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I see it happening.
Amen.
It will happen everywhere. In the Pentecostal, in the African Communion, in the Methodist, in the Lazura Church, everywhere.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The glory of God, the knowledge of God will cover the earth. Yes. Hallelujah. You can't keep fighting, but I have to tell them because we are here. You are my member, so I can talk to you. Because they are doing the work of God. But that is zeal without knowledge. Zeal without knowledge. You remember that? Zeal without knowledge. Yes, sir. We were told we have zeal without knowledge. No, no, no. Let me shift it immediately. We have, they told him that we, and they gave him scriptural explanations. You know, those are words that when you are done here, they say, Pastor, I don't want to be a pastor again. See, yeah. Because, you know, when he told me, I was angry. But when I left there, I just said, thank God you didn't care. Hallelujah! But they are referring to us because we've just gone to a location. I don't want to call the name for now. And we'll not be praying in tongues. Oh, brata baba! And these guys, the only time we had CRC, I wonder what's coming to check. The person I told him, zero time knowledge. Come and check. You know, that was one of our CRCs. We held it on days. Yes, by that would be around 27, 28. I had that one. So, now, when we were having the CRC, we have CRC, now we are having morning afternoon section. We had that CRC from morning till evening. We did not leave. We did not go to urinate. We sat there. Hallelujah. So, what the person was just hearing is, the person had an office around there. So, every, I guess every 30 minutes, you don't hear, woo! He will come out and me. And this guy is normal. After a while, everywhere will be quiet. Everywhere will be quiet. That is, when everywhere is quiet, somebody is already teaching. Just talking to just like that. So, towards the end, and we must make sure towards the end of our teaching, we must rejoice. Hallelujah. But not the way we rejoice now. Now we rejoice where? Hallelujah. But towards the end, I realize, woo! You're a looker? Hallelujah. I had one of my friends, I know his favorite. When he gets there, we know we've gotten there. Hallelujah. When to me is teaching and he gets to him, that same spirit. See, I know all my friends. I know pastors. I know pastors of Israel. Hallelujah. But when Pastor Tune gets to eat that same spirit, everybody will stand up. I'm already with my Bible. I'm wrong with my Bible. Who will go? He that says he lives in you. Let God know you, Pastor. He that says he lives in you. Woo! That's the money. Thank God I never despised those days. Hallelujah. Those days and those months have brought us here today.
Hallelujah.
And much more work is taking us from the nation.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. We were smaller, very small. Small, small boys. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God, I was a little calm down. Or say where is okay, let me see. But for this picture, when you know you are getting to the climax, I have my room. No, we really have our fire pot. When I'm getting to my own, when I get to Galatians 6. Henceforth, let no man trouble me by bearing my body. I bear in my body the marks of Christ. It is often I maybe get so keen to 1 Corinthians chapter number 2. Is that so? I guess it was before that I saw quoted that scripture when I'm looking at this Bible. I said I must learn this. Ah! Hallelujah! Just start to pray.
Pastor, it's a complete scripture. Once you get there, you don't stand up. You leave.
Hallelujah! You say, hallelujah! Okay, the last time you minister, I guess you went there, right? You got there. Me, I know it will get there. Because we know where we'll get to. Hallelujah. So when you say compare spiritual, what is spiritual? It's spiritual. You don't stand up. You're not born again. So you will just hear it like that for months. Maybe 30 minutes or thereabout. Who are these guys? You know, you couldn't just concentrate. But we don't just stop there. After we rejoice, we'll give prophecies, we'll take them down. Hallelujah. After such meetings like that, I and Tony will now have 1 week to ourselves.
What are things we do? 1 week to ourselves.
I got a visit, we will do for a new office. Hallelujah. But we will speak of what we have. Hallelujah. All of those things are what we are doing today. All of those things are the men that God has sent our way today. Hallelujah. Including Pastor Shelby Onoinka. Yeah. Hallelujah. Those were part of the words. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
I will receive much more. Glory to God. So don't despise words. Glory to God. So why did we get here? Eh? Okay, yeah, the kingdom of God is at hand. Okay. So in their mind is rapture is coming. But when it says the kingdom of God is at hand, listen to me. When he says the kingdom of God is at hand, it implies, when he says it's at hand, it means it is here. That's the word. It's just like saying, the kingdom of God is here. We'll see that tomorrow morning. We'll look at some text. Hallelujah. That one at hand. It's here. The kingdom of God is here. That was what they were preaching. It's not the kingdom of God is at hand. So be prepared. Brother, sister, are you prepared for the rapture? I don't know. And then you die by God. You cannot sleep. Oh, what if I die? What if the bear will? Oh God, I'm sinner. Oh God. Fear. Hallelujah. So he says, the kingdom of heaven is here. And take note, Jesus was with them. Remember, we said Jesus is the heaven of the Father in the incarnation. Are you hearing me? My Father, Matthew 6, our Father who is in heaven, our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name, thy kingdom come. That is what thy kingdom has come. Our Father who is in heaven, John 14:10. Have you seen me? Have I been with you this long, Philip? And you see them show me the Father? Say, he who has seen me has seen the Father. Because the Father dwells in me. My Father who is in heaven, the Father dwells in me. Father who is in heaven, the Father dwells in me. So what is the heaven of God in the incarnation? Jesus. So it's not the heaven of the repent, the kingdom of heaven is here. It's here. It's here. Is here. Hallelujah. They are saying Jesus is here. Hallelujah. Listen to that. So if the kingdom of God is at hand, that is his here, it then suffices for why he tells them to heal the sick.
Because this will be the sign. Hallelujah. The kingdom is here, heal the sick. Cast out demons.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you following me? Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
That is verse 8 of Matthew 10. So, from here, it shows that the kingdom of God or heaven is not a place people are looking to go to.
No, rather it is a room
It is a reign. The kingdom of God
or the kingdom of heaven, remember, is used interchangeably, right? It's not the place we are looking to go to. Rather, is a rule, is a reign, is a reign. Hallelujah. Are you following me? Matthew chapter 12, verse 28. Look at what he said.
No, they now accused Jesus when he was casting out demons. I said he was casting out demons by the spirit of Beelzebub. By demons. Ah. Hallelujah.
Listen to Jesus' response in verse 38. Verse 28, rather. Did I say 28 or 38? 28, sorry. Matthew 12. How did I leave there? Did I call, what did I call Matthew 12, right? Oh, sorry, I'm in chapter 13. Verse 28. It says, but if I cast out demons by the Spirit of God, so surely the kingdom of God has come upon you. Did you see that? If I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, they accuse it. He now told them that the kingdom cannot rise up against them. He now tells them, if I cast out demons by the Spirit of God, he says the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven has come upon you. What is Jesus saying? Jesus is telling you that the resources of the kingdom of heaven includes the casting out of demons. He said the kingdom of heaven is upon you. That is, the kingdom of heaven has come to you. Hallelujah. Did you see that? That means Jesus is calling, I don't want to jump now, but we'll get there. That means the kingdom of heaven is the Spirit of God. If I cast out demons by the Spirit of God, he said the kingdom of heaven has come to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Luke 17, verse 20. Luke 17. Okay, we're getting closer to rounding up. Luke 17, verse 20. So let's get prepared. Let's go back. Luke 17, 20. Now he asked. Now when they asked by the Are you there? Now when he was asked by the Pharisees. When the kingdom of God should come. Listen, the Pharisees were asking, when will the kingdom of God come? But even the Pharisees know that the kingdom of God is not where you are going to, it's what they will have to receive. They say, when will it come? Even the Pharisees, that sometimes we are, no, the Pharisees, the Pharisees who have not already known that some people want them to. When will the kingdom of heaven come? Not when are we going to the kingdom of heaven? Then when will it come? Means they were expecting the kingdom of heaven so they will receive it. Hallelujah. Are you hearing me? Act 1:7. They asked him, Master, will you at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And Jesus said, it's not for you to know. Hallelujah. The time when the Father has put in his own power. But the time when the Father has put in his own power. But you too will receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Did you see that? So, the kingdom of God is what we receive. Hallelujah. Even the Pharisees knew this truth. We're in Luke, right? Luke 17. Let us read along. Verse 20 to 21. Oh, glory to God. Say the kingdom of God. Now Jesus is responding. Jesus answered and said, the kingdom of God does not come with observation. Mark that. The kingdom of God does not come with observation. That word observation is the word paraterisis. Paraterisis. It implies by close watch, constant looking for something visible to the eyes. That's what Jesus is saying. The kingdom of God does not come with paraterisis. Paraterisis means it's something that you see with eyes by close observation. Hallelujah. Just like, let me see where the kingdom is going to come. Like what you are trying to observe with your eyes. Or if you observe it, where will have to happen. The kingdom of God does not come by observation. Hallelujah. It does not come by observation. You cannot say, I want to observe it, I want to know the time.
I don't know this season. It might happen in the next 10 years. It might happen tomorrow night. It might happen 30 years. No! Hallelujah! Don't call me one time. Say, sir, hey, rapture will sit in place. I say, I don't understand. Rapture, how, where? He doesn't know, sir.
I remember what one of my friends told me. Tunde one time. He said, sir, we're in extra time. He said, 90 minutes is over. We're in extra time.
Extra time has not finished. Where is the referee that will blow the whistle?
Let's get to a round of prayer. Hallelujah. Let's not come with observation. What you look at. What you look out for. No. The kingdom of... Look at what he now says. Say the kingdom of God does not come with observation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Nor will you say, see it here, or see it there. For indeed the kingdom of God... Old New King James is wrong. They say it's within you, it's wrong. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Old King James says it's with you, right? 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 That word is the kingdom of God is amongst you. Is amongst you. What is Jesus saying? He says the kingdom of God is not what you look for with your physical eyes. Remember, he has told Peter that it's by revelation, right? Not by experience, not by observation. Now he's telling the Pharisees. It's not about observation. He said the kingdom of heaven is with you. And when he said the kingdom of heaven is with you, what was he referring to? He was referring to the fact that he was with them in that place. So he said it's with you. Just like asking, no, 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 sir. Because he's here. Hallelujah. So because he said the kingdom of heaven is with you. Hallelujah. So he said that what you are waiting for has come. Hallelujah. That is the kingdom of heaven.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. So the kingdom of heaven is not a place you are planning to go to. Hallelujah. That's what Jesus is saying. In Luke 18, not too far from there, verse 16. But Jesus called to him. Hallelujah. Little children. Now, they brought little children. Hallelujah. And the disciples were trying to rebuke them. And Jesus said, let the little children come to me and do not forbid them. For such is the kingdom of God. Assuredly, I say to you, whoever receives the kingdom of God. Did you see? I mean, I said to you, whoever does not receive, the kingdom of God is what should be received, not where you are going. What should be received. Hallelujah. Are you following me critically? Are you following me critically?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Whosoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter it. So therefore, the kingdom of God is that which should be received like children. When he uses the word children, nepios, it talks about meekness. With meekness. Hallelujah. With sincerity. Humbleness. Hallelujah. Nepios. That is the word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Look at John 3. 4 verse 3. Nicodemus came to Jesus and Jesus said, a certain man, he asked him, he said, you are, he said, Rabbi, we know that you are the teacher come from God. But no man do this thing except, unless God is with you. And Jesus said to him, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Except, now Nicodemus, how can one be born again? Will you go back to his mother's room? Verse 5, Jesus said to him, assuredly I say to you, except one is born of water, that is of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom. So that means the kingdom of God is such that is received. When we're born, when we get born again, we are born into the kingdom. Hallelujah. When a man gets born again, hallelujah, and John calls it, he's born of the Spirit. Verses 8. The wind blows where it wishes, and you can't tell, it's one of my also that here. Hallelujah. And you hear the sound thereof, but can't tell where it's coming and where it's going. So you see that it's born of the Spirit. Hallelujah. So, He calls the kingdom of God that which is received, and he calls it to be born of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Look at what he calls the kingdom of God, to be born of the Spirit. In verses 15 into 16, he said, except,
For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life.
He calls that the, he calls it eternal life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, John therefore calls the kingdom spiritual of the Spirit. He calls it of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In John 18:36. John 18:36. Are you there? John 18:36. And Jesus answered, my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants will fight, so that I will not be delivered to the Jews. But now my kingdom is not from here. So Jesus testified that the kingdom is not of this world. It is of the Spirit. Hallelujah. So the kingdom is of the Spirit. The kingdom is spiritual. The kingdom of heaven cannot be seen with the physical eyes. Is of the Spirit and is spiritual. Right? And is where we are born into what we've received. Hallelujah. Therefore, we can say the kingdom of heaven or the kingdom of God refers to the operation and the demonstration of the Spirit of God. Operation and the demonstration of the Spirit of God. In Acts 1:3, to whom he presented himself alive after many sufferings, after his suffering by many fallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. So Jesus taught them the things pertaining to the kingdom of God, right? So can we say he taught them the things pertaining to the demonstration and operation of the Spirit of God? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That was why in verse 6 into 7 they missed it. They said, will you by this time give restore the kingdom to Israel? And Jesus answer to them was what? Jesus corrected them and pointed their attention to the operation and the demonstration of the Spirit in the earth, which is you be my witness. That is the operation and demonstration of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And which involves what? Lives changed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What is that operation and demonstration of the Spirit of God? In verse 8, life change, expanding the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Expanding the kingdom of heaven. Is it in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, to the uttermost part of the earth? Hallelujah. That's an expansion. An expansion, glory to God. An expansion, glory to God. Amen. We'll look at this tomorrow, that word. If I will dwell here tomorrow morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In Romans 14, as we close, Romans 14, let's see Paul as we close. This is the third time, right? Right? The cock will crow three times. This is the third time. Romans 14, verse 17. It says, for the kingdom of God is not in eating and drinking. The kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Spirit, in the Holy Ghost. So Paul shows us that what the kingdom of God is. He said the kingdom of God is righteousness. The kingdom of God is peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. In the Holy Ghost shows, well, yeah, the kingdom of God is not, hold on please, hold on a minute, just stay there, hold on, I'll call on you. Hallelujah. He said the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking. It's not eating and drinking. But what? What is the kingdom of God? He says in righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. So when he says in the Holy Ghost, it shows that the kingdom is not what we seek for as believers, but that is what we have as believers. It says in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. It means the kingdom of God is in the Spirit. The kingdom of God is the Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes,
the kingdom of God is the Spirit.
Yes, sir.
In the Spirit of God.
Yes,
the kingdom of God is the Spirit of God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes,
is not in eating and drinking, but what?
Righteousness, peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So righteousness, peace and joy is the character of the kingdom. And this is our nature because it's in the Holy Ghost.
So it's the nature of the believer. Hallelujah. Righteousness, peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We have the righteousness nature. We have the righteousness nature. You can pray. You can pray for me. Hallelujah. We have the righteousness nature. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 21. It says, we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus.
We are the righteousness. We are God's righteousness. Hallelujah. We have God's righteousness. We have God's righteousness.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We have God's
righteousness.
We have God's
righteousness. Glory to God. We have God's nature of righteousness. We have God's nature of righteousness.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah.
God.
We have God's nature. God's nature of righteousness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You look at how Paul puts it, say, we are the righteousness of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are collecting the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So God's righteousness is expressed through the believers. It's seen in the believers. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We have the deposit of God's nature of righteousness. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We also have joy nature. We have peace nature. We'll look at this tomorrow. We have peace nature. We have a joy nature. A joy nature. What is joy? What is joy? Hallelujah. Joy. We have a joy in nature. The believer is configured that way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is the nature of God. Look at Zephaniah quickly. Oh, hallelujah. Zephaniah. Some people have never opened to Zephaniah since they were born. Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 17. Is it the Lord God is in your midst? The mighty one will save. He has saved. He will rejoice over you. This is what he said. The mighty one will save. He's talking about salvation. So the mighty one will save. He said he rejoices over you with singing. It's God's nature. That's the nature of God to rejoice.
Hallelujah.
The
one that Paul will say, righteousness, peace and joy in the Holy Ghost.
Joy in the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Joy is a nature. Joy in nature does not flow with the environment or the society. No, you don't flow with societal circumstances. Things may not be going on well around you, but you know, it doesn't make me less joyful. Because joy is my nature. Hallelujah. Joy is my nature. Irrespective of situation, I'm always joyful.
This is the kingdom.
I'm always joyful.
Hallelujah. So when the child of God rejoices, he's expressing his king. He's expressing the kingdom of heaven.
Yes,
he's expressing the kingdom of heaven.
Yes, sir.
Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
See, I express the kingdom of heaven.
I express the kingdom of heaven.
I express
all that
power.
I express
all that
power.
Remember, we say joy in the Greek is the word kara. Kara. Hallelujah. I will saw other shades of the word joy. Right? We have gladness, agalio. Hallelujah. To live, to joy. Hallelujah. So most times, I mean, when you saw us do like this, people will let it go to scripture.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the word agalio. In the word agalio, the Bible says Jesus agalio. Luke chapter 10 verse 21. Jesus rejoiced in the Spirit. We saw yesterday that when Jesus was in the grave, what was he doing?
He was rejoicing. It's the nature of the believer.
Hallelujah.
It's good.
Hallelujah.
It's good.
Let's be on our feet. Even as we go.